Donald Trump pledges to defund Planned Parenthood in next term. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 3, 2020. President Donald Trump pledged to pro-life Americans in a letter released Thursday that he will defund Planned Parenthood if he is elected to a second term in November. In the president's letter, released by Pro-Life Voices for Trump, a coalition of leaders and activists working for the protection of unborn life, Trump highlighted his and his administration's pro-life accomplishments over the past 4 years. "Together, we have accomplished so much for unborn children and their mothers during my first term in office," the president noted. He underscored his efforts to transform the federal judiciary, to protect the unborn around the world by blocking American tax dollars to organizations that promote abortion internationally, ending taxpayer funding of abortion providers, such as Planned Parenthood, that refuse to separate abortion services from family planning, fighting for the conscience protections of Americans, including healthcare providers and the Little Sisters of the Poor, working to end taxpayer funding of research that uses the body parts of aborted babies, and personally joining with the thousands of Americans who gathered to celebrate life at the D.C. March for Life in January. Trump asked for the help of the pro-life community in defeating Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. "The Democratic Party unequivocally supports abortion on demand, up until the moment of birth, and even infanticide, leaving babies to die after failed abortions," the president wrote, and he added. "Joe Biden's embrace of this extreme position is most evidenced by his support for taxpayer funding of abortion on demand. Forcing taxpayers to pay for abortions is an abhorrent position that must be defeated at the ballot box. Joe Biden has doubled down on these positions with his selection of abortion extremist Kamala Harris as his running mate." The president then laid out his pro-life agenda as he seeks a second term in office. "Together we will work to continue our transformation of the federal judiciary, overcome Democratic filibusters in Congress to finally pass and sign into law the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, and the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Fully defund the big abortion industry such as Planned Parenthood of our tax dollars." Susan B. Anthony lists President Marjorie Tannen Felser, who co-chairs Pro-Life Voices for Trump with Christina Bennett, called Trump's 2016 pro-life commitments groundbreaking and that they serve to mobilize pro-life voters to propel him to victory. "During his first term, President Trump has become the most pro-life president our nation has ever seen," she said. "But there is more work to be done, and that is why the pro-life movement is working vigorously to secure 4 more years for President Trump and Vice President Pence." Students for Life Action President Kristen Hawkins also praised Trump's letter and new commitments. "A great divide is widening between those who want to support a culture of life and those who want to require all Americans to be forcibly coerced in funding and supporting abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy," she said. "In this race, voters must determine a candidate's plans for abortion, as this is literally a life and death issue."